Chapter 1, 5 Years of Foreplay, Let the Games Begin. By the second semester of my senior year, I'd taken every cushy course ASU had to offer. I hadn't seen my guidance counselor since my sophomore year when I'd showed up every other week to change my major. Back then, Mr. Todd told me to come back when my natural talents had shown me my true course in life.
"Oh, it's you," he said. "Come on in."
"You look surprised," I said, entering.
"Actually, I am. I figured you'd have just dropped out by now."
"With my parents, not an option. Anyway, I made a list of all my classes, and I want to know what else I need in order to graduate." I handed over my list. Physical education, co-ed water safety, intro to sociology, personal and social adjustment, survey of musical theater, synchronized swimming, creative writing, composition, prose, clothing construction, clothing selection, geography of Europe, family relationships, mass communications, magazine writing, advertising, and my personal favorite, intro to extreme anal behavior.
"What? No trampoline 101? Asked Mr. Todd.
"They got that?"
"Kidding. Oh, look, you got an A."
"Really? Where?"
"Again, kidding."
Mr. Todd didn't say anything for a long while. He said at last.
"What?"
"Well, here's the skinny, kiddo. College ain't like high school. You can't just hot dog it for 4 years and graduate. In college, you gotta actually major in something."
"I thought you might just bundle this into a major," I said. "You know, let me know what I need to fill in the blanks."
"Ah, but these courses have nothing in common except they're all introductory. You need 30 hours in the same field in order to graduate."
This wasn't good. Not good at all. My parents had been forking over $69 in tuition every semester since community college. They expected me to graduate.
"So how do I get out of here?" I asked. Mr. Todd and I stared at each other for what seemed like another 3.5 years.
"Well," he said at last, "I guess you just quit."
"Gee, you could have mentioned that sooner." Exiting college with no degree and no husband ticked off my frugal parents no end. And not just because they'd wasted $276 in tuition, but because there were no grandchildren in their foreseeable future. Thankfully, I was able to present them with an alternative almost as enticing as the prospect of procreating, fulfilling my destiny as a world-famous creative writer. Except I didn't really want to be a creative writer. What I wanted was to be a creative liver. And although more than a few famous authors had managed both, I had no intention of ending up like those rummies, Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald. Luckily, I had another mentor, fictional though she might be. Maisie Revere was a fast-talking, curly-haired, ruffles-and-frills burlesque dancer portrayed by Ann Southern in 10 Depression-era films. Like me, Maisie was a teetotaling virgin. Unlike me, it had nothing to do with her parents and everything to do with the equally formidable Hays Motion Picture Code. Maisie's showbiz career never lasted longer than the first few minutes in any one film. From then on, the showgirl with a heart of gold would find herself stranded in some exotic locale, taking one half-baked job after another, finding true love as easily as she found the funds to finance her travels. In one film, Maisie was a barker at a Midway shooting gallery, where she fell in love with a Wyoming cowboy named Slim. In another, her little stowaway butt got booted off a steamboat in the Congo, where she proceeded to save her Dr. Beau from quote-unquote savages with the help of her sequin skirt and a conveniently timed thunderstorm. In another, the bubble bath model helped her cutie cop boyfriend nab the scallywags who'd made off with her jewelry. I could go on and on. Maisie certainly did. But what I liked most about her movies was that each one was complete, with no reference to the true love that came before. No matter how perfect her happily ever after, by the next film she'd have acquired an endearing case of romantic amnesia, never pining for the Robert Young, George Murphy, or Red Skelton she'd left behind. Always effortlessly finding another handsome, slash, adorable, slash, hunky, slash, cute new boyfriend to take his place. This was so me. Or rather, so who I aspired to be. All my romances would be terribly meaningful, as long as they lasted. And when it was time to move on, there'd be no pining, no looking back, just a moment in time tucked away like a gem in a jewelry box, and then another boyfriend in another town down the road. Phasey Maisie. I like that.